Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show Freeing America One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we're going to ask you, share this information, especially this, because in this particular segment, we're going to be talking about you are foolish if you don't get the majority of your money out of the bank. The numbers don't lie. And you know, unfortunately, the numbers have been with us for 17 years. That's right. You heard me. 17 years, these numbers have held steady. And they've all said the same thing. The collapse is coming. In fact, actually, you could argue the collapse is underway right now. We're going to get into that very clearly. In fact, one of the things that you should be doing is getting into gold. And you're saying, Dave, gold is reaching all-time high. Bad time to get in. You don't want to buy high. You're right. You don't want to buy high. This ain't high. The economy is going to go so badly when these banks collapse, and it ain't far off, in my opinion. This will look like the good old days to buy gold. Now, do what I did. You got retirement and it's connected to the bank. I'll leave you with two words: Dodd-Frank, the year 2010. And that's when they passed legislation, unconstitutional, that you are an unsecured creditor when you have anything associated with the bank. The bank owns it, you're an unsecured creditor. Exactly. You don't think they're going to use your assets to shield their fall as much as possible? Well, of course they are. And what about your bank account? Same thing. So what Noble Gold does, and this is who I affiliate with. Yeah, I've been an advertiser for 6.5 years. I've been a customer for over six. And what they have done for me is they've shielded my assets. For example, if you have a retirement like an IRA or 401k, they'll take it away from the bank. They'll put it under your control and they'll back it with gold. What would you rather have your assets backed with? Gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years, or would you rather have it backed by fiat currency, the Federal Worthless Reserve? I think the answer is simple. You owe it to yourself to find out more. Now, I can send you a no obligation free information electronic or digital packet. You can go to davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. Or feel the sense of the urgency of the moment? I do. Well, if you feel like I do, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you, and you get the royal treatment. They're a great company to work with. By the way, the FTC wants me to tell you that any investment carries an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectations. We agree with giving the warning. I just have one question for these people. Why didn't Sam Bankman-Fried have to give that warning? Oh, that's right. $40 million of donations to rhinos and mostly to the Democratic Party. Okay, well, we don't do that at Noble Gold. We're just straightforward. We give you the honest warning. These people are completely above board, and I sleep better at night knowing my assets are protected. Okay, now, if you don't get your money, most of it, I know you have to have operating capital, but if you don't get the majority of your money out of the bank, all of us who are in that business, leaving our money in the bank, we are going to have a 1929 moment. That's right. And I mean, and I'm telling you, do you think they're going to give you time to prep and come get your money? They're lying about what's going on with the banks. I mean, they're going to lower interest rates to fool everybody in an election year. But they also want you to keep your money in the bank as long as possible. They want you to believe things are fine, things are good, things are not fine, things are not good. We've basically lost the world's reserve currency. We have a totally naked fiat currency backed by nothing. We have $34 trillion of operating debt. We probably have about $300 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Yeah, exactly. Can you say Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid? I mean, the whole system is on a house of cards right now, and quicksand is taking over. And I'm telling you, leave your money in the bank, leave your retirement associated with the bank, you're going to lose your butt. Now, banks have been insolvent since 2007. Credit swap derivatives, they never recovered. Bailouts, quantitative easing, that's why they still have their name up there. But last year, we had four major bank failures. Do you remember that? Four major. Well, everything is fine. And they established a fund to help other banks that were in trouble. And not one of these banks has paid back one dime, and that money is due right now. Middle of this month, the money was due. Didn't get paid back because the banks can't pay it because they're insolvent. And even fractional reserve banking. What's that? Well, that's where if I put a dollar in your bank, by law, you can loan out nine. Sometimes, if you're a preferred bank, you can loan out as much as 20. Fiat currency out of thin air, designed to make money on thin air. But even with that advantage, the banks are in such trouble right now. The interest rates are killing them too. They can't make money. They're losing their butts. So they need the government to be solvent. The problem is the government doesn't make anything. See, economies are about production. They're not about consumption. How much do you produce? That's the measure of your economy. Well, we don't produce jack squat. We're great at consuming on borrowed money. Yeah, $2 trillion of credit card debt. So let's go down this route. Okay. Banks are insolvent. They need the government. But the government has to suck the ever loving life out of the American public and their money. We've seen such tremendous increase in taxes, and now they're hiring armed IRS agents. This is what it's about. People say, why are they doing this? Why do IRS agents have to be armed? I've never heard of a violent incident at an IRS office where mass shooting took place. You're right. There hasn't been. But they know it's coming with what they're going to do. And they say, we're only after people who make 400,000 or more. That's a lie. Why else would banks have to report everyone who makes $600 or more? That's who they're after. Anybody who has anything coming into their pocket, the government wants to put their hands in your pocket and take as much as they possibly can. Why? Because they need to give it to their banker friends. That's why. And they're going to continue to take money from you. Now, inflation helps this end. Inflation is deliberate. Here's why. If I'm in the, I don't know, say 25% tax bracket, but if I make $1,000 more, I'm now in the 28% tax bracket, but I haven't kept up with inflation. But I'm still going to ask my boss for more money. So you get a partial cost of living increase that doesn't cover inflation, doesn't cover increased taxes, but it does drive you into a higher tax bracket. There's actually a phrase that tax economists use to describe this. It's called bracket creep. And they know that this inflationary cycle actually puts more money in the government's hands because of increased taxes. Taxes collected, taxes charged. And so it works to the benefit of the banks because now the government has more money to use towards bailouts, bail-ins, quantitative easing, coverage of their bad debts, deciding who will win or who will lose. Oh, yeah, sure. Goldman Sachs. Oh, you're good. We love you. Sure, Lehman. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We choose winners and losers. We don't like you. You're a little too conservative, Sherrison Lehman. Bye-bye. He didn't play ball on a couple of fraud issues we wanted. Bye-bye. This is how the system is working. And this is why Jim Rickards, Peter Schiff, and many other economists are saying, get your money out of the bank while you still can. Now, I've covered this before, but briefly, I'm going to mention this. Be careful how you take your money out of the bank. You're better off taking the money that's in your account and directly buying gold, silver, Bitcoin, or whatever investment you think is prudent. Because once you start withdrawing money, there are restrictions that come into play. Let's say that you got $100,000 and you decide, I think I probably need to get about 90 of it out. Okay, let's do it a piece at a time to see how the economy is going. So let's take out 9,000. We'll do that this month, next. On the second month that you do that, the government's going to think you're a drug dealer. They're going to accuse you of structuring because you're trying to stay below that 10,000 cash report requirement. And they call that structuring. They'll put a lien on everything you own. You need to be really careful. So I don't recommend taking money out, maybe small amounts. Okay. And collecting cash is a good idea to a point. But once you get in past that $9,000 to $10,000 range, when you get in there, You need to be really, really careful because it's not that they really think you're a drug dealer. They can look up your records and see you have no criminal background, but they have the excuse to say you are. And that gives them a chance to tie up your funds, to confiscate what they can confiscate from you, put you under a microscope, and try to extort past taxes from you based on invalid observations and application of policies. They will try to get as much blood out of that turnip as they can. So that's why you're saying, okay, out of that 90,000, I think I need to put 30 into gold, 20 into silver, and maybe 20 into Bitcoin. That's the way you go. You write the checks directly to those firms, and you avoid this transaction of cash and staying beneath the structuring requirements. I hope this helps. Got any questions? Send them to me, Dave Hodges at the Common Sense Show, or leave a comment. We'll see you back here next time. God bless. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have really something interesting to cover with you. And it's something that gets debunked a lot. But I don't think there's any denying that the validity of replacement theory is here. In fact, I'm going to go a step further and say there are two stages of replacement theory that we need to be greatly concerned about. And the replacement is not just about losing your job. It's not just about losing your rights. It's about losing everything. Hey, we got a great product for you here. Last offer this month. This is what we call a stop watt. It takes care of negative electricity with wild fluctuations that come into your house. You plug this in, and all of a sudden, your negative electricity evens out. Now, the utility companies don't like it because this negative electricity causes your bills to skyrocket. Even it out, the rates come down. I think you can see why they dislike this, but they can't do anything about it. The problem is you'll never see this in mainstream media because it doesn't support their money-making motives. Now, you're saying, does it work? Yeah. 60-day money-back guarantee, 65% off in this introductory offer. This is really a great deal. Go to don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. Well, how about we not waste any time and let's call it what it is. Replacement theory debunked is total nonsense. We are being replaced. When I talk to my Border Patrol sources that I've had since 2014, you know what they tell me? Dave, we think we probably have 100 million illegal aliens in our country. Now, if they came in before Biden, the chances are that a good number of them wait on our tables, work in the fields. The second generation of kids adapt. They do well. They fit in with American kids, many of them born here, American citizens. Therefore, they have a permanent right to stay. That's not who we're talking about. What we're talking about now is, first of all, if you think only 7 million have come in under Biden, think again. The numbers don't support that. When you do the 6-to-1 getaway for everyone caught, we're looking at over 30 million. 10 million a year. Are they replacing us? Well, I don't know. Let's see. Dick Durbin wants to put them in the military and give them full citizenship. We give them cell phones, a place to live, free transportation across the country. Do we do this for our homeless veterans? Do we do this for any Americans who are disabled? Do we do it for any Americans at all? The answer is no, and hell no, we don't. Preferential treatment. We close down schools in New York City. Why? Because we keep them there in the schools. So our kids' education is suffering as a result of this. Where does this insanity end? Nowhere. Nowhere. We now have governors in the Northeast calling for people like you and me, open up your homes to the illegals. Oh, yeah, that's such a good idea, isn't it? Since we're now admitting a criminal class. High numbers of Chinese soldiers, high numbers of Hamas, Hezbollah, other terrorist groups, MS-13, the cartels, inundate states. Many of them control state governments, like in Arizona, California. Where does it end? We're being replaced. And listen, I'm talking all races. I'm talking white, black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, mixed race. We're all Americans being replaced. This is not a ethnic argument. Of course, the left will hear me say this. Oh, Dave is being racist. No, we're being replaced. Tyson chickens. What are they doing? Firing white Americans. And who are they hiring? Illegal aliens. But see, they're from all racial backgrounds because we have been invaded by 150 nations. Is the whole world nothing but a refugee camp? And that gives them the right to inundate our country? Do you know that hospitals are losing hundreds of billions of dollars every year because they're required to give free medical? You know, I'm telling you, if I ever have to go to the ER again, I'm going to say, status, I'm an illegal alien. Proud to say so. Now give me my free medical instead of the $500 bill that I had to pay when I went 5 weeks ago. Does this happen to you? Of course it does. We are totally being screwed. We are totally being replaced. But that's only phase one. This is only stage one of replacement theory, bringing in people from around the world. So that kind of eliminates the racist statement here, doesn't it? Yeah. And to replace Americans. And I'll go back to 2017. Myself, the late Paul Martin, and John Moore all covered Wei Fang's leaked speech to the Central Planning Committee of the CCP, 2017, and he said this: "We're going to occupy North America for the resources. We can't exist without it, and we're not going to cohabitate," meaning they're going to commit genocide. He even went so far to talk about race-specific bioweapons, but the dilemma they were having is, what do they do with the 14 million people of Chinese descent already in the United States? It's really clear where this is headed. You, as an American, by what these people are saying, are targeted for not just resource confiscation, loss of residence rights. We're talking about loss of life, massive loss of life, genocide. That's what we're looking at. Now, can you please explain this to me? We have seen the demise of many, many, many regimes. In fact, let me get my list here. I made a list here. There have been seven regimes, empires that collapsed in the 20th century. So maybe this will bring this into focus. Okay? Nazi Germany, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire, Japan, Britain, the Soviet Union. Why do people have such a hard time believing that America is going to fall too? Now, in these countries, Ottomans, Germany, Soviet Union had purges where millions of people were murdered by their government, as covered by the Democide Project, University of Hawaii, ongoing, by the way. Why do we have such a hard time believing this is going to happen here? We're clearly being replaced. Clearly. Preferential loans for illegals. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All in the name of these corporations want their little ESG ratings, so they get approved loans. They get better deals at the expense of you and me and our rights and ultimately our lives. Now, that's phase one. The second stage of replacement theory is AI. Now, AI will replace Americans on the way out. That's true. But those, what will end up being hundreds of millions of what would be considered illegal aliens by today's legal terms, Article 4, Section 4. When we take a look at that, hundreds of millions, they're going to be replaced too. They're not going to be here permanently. They think they're coming here for the life of Riley, and the streets are paved with gold, and America the beautiful. We don't have to assimilate. We can be who we are, and we'll reap the benefits of the courtesy and generosity of the U.S. government. Wrong, wrong, wrong. America is Babylon, and many people's books will be conquered in and out. Now, I'm not sure that's true, but I have a significant portion of my audience who are fellow Christians, along with me, who are convinced that this is true. But even if that's not true, these people are being brought here right now for the cheap labor. The NGOs are willing to invest in this, and they tell lies. Hey, we want you here. We want you here. It's perfectly legal. And these people come here, don't even know they're breaking law. How do I know? Because I've talked to a number of them. They never thought they were breaking the law. They thought they were invited. This is why I don't hate the illegal immigrants. Well, unless you're Hamas and Hezbollah and MS-13 and those kinds of characters. But for the average people that get to cross, yeah, I don't have animosity towards them. They've been deceived, just like so many people in our own society have been deceived. But when AI kicks in, they won't be needed. Now, since the world is being increasingly governed by Fabian socialists, can someone tell me what a Fabian socialist is? Yeah, that's one of the five pillars of modern sociology. And they believe that if you do not put more into society than you take out, you need to be done away with. That's stage two. And that's where this is headed. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner that we can take the actions that need to be taken to stop this in its tracks, where we say no and hell no. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out for great investigative reporting at thecommonsenseshow.tv. It's very popular. 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we are solution-based, solution-oriented, and we're going to help you adjust to what's happening. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you all back here again next time. Don't forget to leave me comments, send me messages. I care very much about what you think. See you later. Hello, America. We're just going to start with the story here because it's something I've talked a lot about. I'm going to present the prima facie evidence, and then we're going to backtrack and go back over time and talk about how Jeffrey Epstein is still alive and why Dave Hodges is surprised that it's taken this long for it to finally get some real attention. You can see right here this YouTube video. This is a still photo from a YouTube video. Jeffrey Epstein on August 30th on Epstein's Island. There's other two. I mean, this is just one piece of evidence that we have. He is clearly alive. Clearly. Let's make no mistake about it. This photo is real. There's other photos involved. There's eyewitnesses involved. So that is Jeffrey Epstein still alive. How is this possible? How could it happen? How could it be concealed? Why wouldn't they just kill him to cover up all the stuff that he's associated with that implicates the rich and famous? We're going to get into all that right here on the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Really glad to be with you. You can see we're back in Studio A. We're really happy to be here. I'm healing, glad to say. Fever blisters are beginning to disappear. So your prayers and well wishes are very much appreciated. Thank you very much. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Well, you want to take a chance in the bank with 50% of the corporate deposits down? And the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says they can seize your retirement. They can seize anything associated with the bank, including your bank account. Well, I'd say don't let them do it. Noble Gold has a way out. Noble Gold has a legitimate way out. And I speak from experience because I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 6.5 years. I have been a customer for 6 years. And I sleep well at night knowing that I'm protected. Now, we'll all take hits when the calamity of the economy crash comes, but you can be a lot more protected than others. Let me send you a free information packet that describes what happens when Noble Gold saves your nest egg from the clutches of globalist bankers. How do you get it? Go to davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. I'll send you an electronic free information package. No obligation. No one will bug you. Or if you feel the urgency of the moment, you may call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. The FTC wants me to tell you that all investments carry an inherent risk. Past performance cannot be construed as future expectation. We agree with giving that warning. I'll just say this, 6 years as a customer, and I rest easy at night. 877-646-5347. When the cameras were turned off in Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell, And then it was announced he had hung himself. Oh my, if you followed me over on YouTube at that time, you would have been absolutely, you'd remember very clearly what I said. There's never been a bigger bunch of hogwash tried to be put off on the public than this, other than Lee Oswald killed John Kennedy. This was garbage. This was garbage. The guards weren't even disciplined. Where were they? He was required to have 24/7 surveillance because he would be considered to be a high priority target, being a pedophile. Well, we got into something called dead man switches or kill switches. And I know a thing or two about this. Let me start with my experience and explain a few things you do when you venture into the dangerous. The 2020 election, especially in Maricopa County, I like to call it the People's Republic of Maricopa County, America's most corrupt county. When they facilitated the election theft in 2020 for on behalf of Joe Biden, and when they facilitated the election theft against America First candidates in favor of communist Democrats in the 2022 election with the failed machines. Now, if you don't know that, you need to go back and look up things I've said about it. I was venturing into the unknown territory, and I knew I was. In fact, when I published an article on May 21st, 2021, on 5 ways that the Maricopa County election was stolen on behalf of Joe Biden, I knew I would have trouble. In fact, I did have trouble. I was on Paul Preston's show at 6 a.m. the day of the report. Paul had seen the report the day before, says, I want you to come on as you break it. And I did. Well, later that morning, Paul got told, you keep talking to Hodges about this, and he's going to get you killed. And people like Sarah Westall were involved, and 11 other people that I know of that were colleagues and friends of mine in this business were basically told, Dave Hodges is trouble for you. You better stay away and stop talking to him. I also knew I needed the need for a kill switch because I have damning information on the county supervisors. I have damning information on certain state legislatures and their cartel connections that were later verified by John Thaler in the book Report to the Governor with 120,000 pages of evidence and 20,000 affidavits. So I knew I was in bad territory. So what you do is you seek out people who aren't even associated with you, some who are associates of no one knows you, and they're paid a small fee to keep, and if something happens to you, regardless of the cause of death, the information is released. I won't tell you how many I have, but I have a number of them on this topic. And I know how this business works. Come from a family that did some high security stuff. I know high security people. You know, two of my best friends that in this business when I got started were Vance Davis, NSA, Bill Pollack, intelligence. And Bill was my main mentor. Vance and I became, still are, very good friends after 32 years. I know how the game is played, but I knew how to set this up. And I never had conversations on the phone about this. And these items are still in play today, and I continue to add to them and have a different pyramid and a stretch out. And I have no written records. This is how you have to do it. And I'm not going to get into anything else because I'm not going to compromise my standing. But I can tell you this, someone with the connections of Jeffrey Epstein not only had the ability to blackmail key people to keep him alive, he had the ability to obtain help in the intelligence community to help him facilitate the cover-up. He never, ever died. I guarantee you. If anything happened to him, Bill Clinton's, yeah. If anything happened to him, Joe Biden, yes. All these people would be implicated to such a degree that there'd be total chaos in society. And he would have seen to that, that this would have been the fall of not just the United States government and its corporate structure, but around the world. And he had the ability because Epstein's Island was the Disneyland for the rich and elite, and they victimized and preyed upon children. In fact, can I be honest with you and just tell you how far this went? And we know something about this. Not only did they procure kids of high priority value as sexual objects, when these animals were done with them, they hunted them. They made a sport of it. Adrenochrome became a byproduct of this. I won't be too much more graphic, I promise. I know it's around breakfast time around the country, but I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, this was as heinous. This is as bad as it gets. And if the Lord owned stock in millstones, I'd be the top buyer. Because the Bible says, better to tie a millstone around your neck than harm a child. Well, there's some people that are going to be severely harmed going forward. But now you've seen the evidence, Jeffrey Epstein alive. Multiple photos, and it's just beginning to break around the internet. And I'm telling you right now, there is the heterosexual abuse the kids, and there's also the alternative lifestyles that abuse the kids. There is no prejudice in the world of pedophilia. LGBTQ, just fine. Heterosexual, just fine. All are implicated. And when I talk about that latter group that I just brought up, this goes directly into the White House. Oh, look at the lifestyles and use your imagination. Imagine what their staffers are like and how they get to be staffers. It shouldn't surprise anybody. If you know anything about these dead man switches, you know how widespread this must be. This is an amazing revelation. I can't believe it's still on YouTube, but they're gathering today in their California offices, and they will be banning all channels that are running stuff like this. They will censor all the material. Why? Because probably some of their bosses are involved in social media. And if they're not involved, they're accomplices after the fact. The United States is the biggest child trafficking government. I didn't say nation. Read my lips. Government in the world. What do you think the open borders is in large part about? We saw a video, Ted Cruz, John Cornyn, on Border Patrol at night encountering traffickers with kids, and we were told the administration won't let us do anything about it. Now, this is official release from Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, the two Texas senators. Imagine what's really going on. You should be shocked, horrified, dismayed, and protect your kids at all times when they leave the house because kids are snatched off the street. Buyer beware, people. I'm telling you right now, your kids aren't safe. You're not safe. We're being ruled by satanic, evil entities that love pedophilia, and they'll do anything to cover this up. And the fun has just begun. I'm Dave Hodges. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome to this segment of the show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we need your help. We need to free more than one at a time. We need to free about 1 million at a time. So please share our work far and wide. And we're going to be talking about China's devastating plans for America. Oh, it's not good. It's not good at all. And we have people in Congress who are complicit with them because they're tied to them economically, from the president on down to many members of Congress, including your governors, your county supervisors, your county clerk and recorders. It's widespread, people. It's widespread. Sometime, I'm not going to do it in this particular report. I'm just going to go in and talk about Arizona. And just use that as an example to show every level of government is now affected by China. And China needs to take you down. They need to enslave you, and then they need to exterminate you in that order. And you're saying, Dave, that sounds really extreme. Stay tuned. We're going to cover it all right here. Well, in the midst of the threats that are facing us, we hear about grid down all the time. We're told, hey, we need to stock up 3 days. No, you need 2 weeks. No, you need 6 months. These FEMA, CDC and all these people tell us, okay, here's the deal. You probably need about 2 years of storable food for every member of your family. If you can't meet that burden, well, if you get 2 weeks, you're better off than the average person. So what do? You go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Now, what will you do when you go to preparewithdave.com? You'll see that you get food that has 2,000 calories per day. You're not eating to lose weight, you're eating to stay alive. You have lots of diversity in the food, so you won't habituate to the same food and get sick of eating it. And people will actually choose to starve to death rather than eat the same thing over and over and over. That won't happen with My Patriot Supply. They absolutely have diversity. It tastes great. You can live on this, and they have great discounts available. And it's the most dependable, most reliable, and the largest food supplier in the United States. Go to preparewithdave.com. Don't put it off any longer. Preparewithdave.com. Well, what are we looking at here? What is China up to? Well, first of all, we need to look at Chinese demographics to really establish a baseline for the desperate condition they're in. Now, on the positive side, the world industrialized China, and they saw the biggest 10-year growth in industrialization in world history. It really dwarfed our rise after World War II. So they grew to enormous proportions. But the Chinese government was stupid. They didn't understand population demographics, and now they're paying the price. They wanted males for their military. They wanted males for their agriculture. They wanted males to work on the assembly line of their new established factories and their industrialization movement. They did not want females. And we know about the Chinese. First, it was a two-child policy, then it was a one-child policy. And now, what we have in China is there are few workers under the age of 45. It's compared to retirees over 65. And in 5 years, that number will greatly increase. Retirees versus people, well, you know the story, versus people that can actually work. They can't survive this way. The Chinese have made their fortune on mass production, but they don't have the workers. They got a problem. And their one-child policy destroyed the demographics of their country. And now they're not reproducing babies. Why? Because there aren't enough women. There aren't enough women. Now, the Chinese have some options. Number one, they need massive resources for their industrialization. They're in a similar position as to what Japan and Tojo were in prior to World War II. Japan, wanting to industrialize, had few natural resources. They had no option, they felt, rather than to strike out and start attacking British colonies in Asia and started taking over countries. China, big example, Malaysia. And they were met with opposition. China needs to do something similar. Now, they've tried economic subjugation through Belt and Road, get a country indebted to them because of their infrastructure projects, and then the country can't pay, and China says, okay, here's what we want. The problem is a lot of these countries they've done Belt and Road to, the ones who'd submit, don't have the ability to give China what they need to be self-sustaining, which are basically a very cheap labor cost class and a return on natural resources to China. And we see those strategies at work in Panama, Ecuador, Chile, throughout Africa. China is in a bind as they try to meet the deficit that's coming with regard to production demands for Chinese manufacturing, worker demands to man these factories. They cannot meet the burden. And it really comes back to the Chinese two-child, then one-child policy. That's what it comes down to. So, what are the Chinese options? Well, the Chinese will openly talk about this. Four of the last five defense ministers for the most nefarious being Wei Fang, and I covered this in 2017 along with people like John Moore, ex-Green Beret hero from Vietnam. We covered this, and we covered this in detail. A document was leaked from a Wei Fang speech to the Central Planning Committee of the Communist Chinese Party. And I published excerpts and made comments and so forth about it. But what it boiled down to was this. The document started out as kind of a note of gratitude towards the United States. You saved us from Japan in World War II. You helped build up our industries. You increased our standard of living. You increased Chinese power around the world. America became a partner. But then they said, but we need American resources. We have to occupy North America. And we're not willing to cohabitate. The only thing the Chinese were in a dilemma to decide at that time in 2017 was what do you do with the 14 million people of Chinese ethnic descent that live in the United States? Would you exterminate them along with the rest of the American population, as Wei Fang said we should do? And the three previous defense ministers going back to 2003 said the same thing. Would you exterminate them? Or yeah, exactly. And what they got into then was really, really interesting. Race-specific bioweapons. Now, I'm not enough of an expert in this area, and I've talked to a number of people. This is rarefied air in terms of who really understands this, because I get into the issue of mixed race. In America, we're filled with mixed race people. How would a race-specific bioweapon affect that? I'm not sure. But they were quite clear in the fact that they obtained these weapons from Israel, and they said this would probably be our number one choice to extinguish most life in America. But first, they wanted a slave class. They need a slave class to manufacture Chinese goods to make up for the labor deficit that they have right now in their factories. That's only going to exacerbate over the next 5 years. So, what does that mean for America? What does it mean for Chinese neighbors? It means subjugation, enslavement, labor camps. Uh-oh, sounds kind of like Nazi Germany and the Jews, right? The work camps. And then eventual extermination as you systematically starve your labor force to death. They can't let them get organized, but they bring in a new group, get rid of the old group. This is their options. Now, we know that massive amounts of Chinese troops are crossing into our country. We've published, listen, folks, go back and look at some of the things I published. Look at what my colleagues have published. Chinese men, no women, no kids, being held by the Border Patrol, all young. They're standing at military parade at ease. They put their little backpack down on the ground next to their right foot, and they stand in almost perfectly straight lines. They are military. And then Paul Preston has sources that have seen people going to Camp Pendleton with Chinese in unmarked white vans. And it gets a little suspicious when you look at what's happening with the Border Patrol, particularly going into California. Some military people have told me that they estimate 150 to 200,000 Chinese soldiers in some form are inside the United States as we speak. Ooh. One popular scenario is this. A civil war starts in America, and you can't tell me the Biden administration is not doing everything they can do to exacerbate this. They're destroying farming. They're destroying normal health care. They're destroying energy. They're degrading the standard of living. They're passing extreme restrictions on freedom of speech that are getting quite draconian. Look at the latest DHS regulations on DHS, excuse me, disinformation, misinformation, malinformation. I've covered that enough. I'm not going to review it here. But they're declaring if you that if you say the wrong things in DH policies, you are a terrorist subject to legal action. No, it's not statute. No, it's not from Congress. No, it didn't come out of your state legislature. This is DHS policy. And then we've got the FBI acting on this by kicking in the doors of school board protesters, so forth. Are they promoting a civil war in which the Chinese, on behalf of some people think the United Nations, will move to take over this country in a coup? And God knows they got enough people in Congress that are in business and in bed with the Chinese, right up to the president. Will they take over? And will they enslave what they let how many Americans live? Will they? Well, exactly. And when you look at Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois, and I can't say this too often, he says we need to put illegal aliens in the military and make them citizens. He's obviously talking about the Chinese. I'm going to leave this open-ended right here because I posed a lot of things. What I've said here is stuff we have covered, we have proven, we have videos, we have pictures, we have testimony, we have documents. I'm putting all this together to see if you can connect the dots, and I want to see the comments. I want to hear from you and what you think is happening. Oh, we'll do a follow-up. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, as we settle in together in this segment. And this is going to be a doozy of a segment. And I have had it with this Supreme Court. So much for Donald Trump's conservative appointments. And I think he was duped again. And here we are. I feel like putting on the song from The Who, "We Won't Get Fooled Again." Well, we did get fooled again. And I'm going to refer specifically to the Missouri case. And you go over on C-SPAN and watch this for yourself and be prepared to be thoroughly disgusted. And I'll just say this, Ketanji Brown Jackson, I hope I got her name right, no disrespect intended. This woman is dumber than Kamala Harris, and she's on the Supreme Court. I just can't believe what we're seeing. We're going to get into it right here on the show. We're brought to you by what I call Nanosoma. And as you know, I've been very sick. I had something that kills people. And I'm not going to get into all the medical details, but it was very serious. And some of the medicines they want to put me on are debilitating, weight gaining stuff. And no. I did some medicine, but I'm doing this. And am I out of the woods? No, it's a 3 months to a year process to get through what I've got. But nonetheless, I'm functional, as you can tell. And it's because I take five sprays from this daily, this Nanosoma liquid. It's often called God's particle. I'm not going to say a whole lot more about it. I'm going to send you to a free video or videos to watch. There's a whole product line here, but this is the one. If you've got something debilitating, this is something you really want to try. You can go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. You got something going on? Don't care what it is. You need to go take a look at this. Well, the Supreme Court, in a nutshell, could care less if we have a First Amendment. In fact, actually, I would categorize seven of these justices as attacking the First Amendment. In fact, let me go to Ketanji Brown Jackson. Jackson Brown doesn't know what a woman is in her Senate testimony confirmation. How the hell did you vote for someone? I don't know what a woman is. She's got kids. Don't know what a woman is. Did someone sneak in your bedroom in the middle of the night? Use your imagination. I mean, this is ridiculous. But she said, I have a problem with the Missouri case because, gee, we not be able to stop dangerous information from being posted. Well, who the hell decides what's dangerous, Ketanji? Who decides that? And secondly, she's saying right here, we want the government to be able to partner with social media to take away people's First Amendment rights. This is unbelievable. A Supreme Court justice, but she ain't alone. Sarah Westall contacted me about this 2 days ago. And Sarah's a frequent guest on my show and does just a great job. And she was so put out, so distressed. She said, this was terrible by the Supreme Court. They're going to let censorship with social media and government, that fascist relationship, they're going to let this stand. And so I went and did my own research, and I came away, I think, even more concerned than what Sarah was when I talked to her. The only two justices you can count on are Alito and Thomas. They're real men. Unlike Kavanaugh. Now, yeah, was he the victim of assassination attempt? Yeah, Kavanaugh, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. If this has intimidated you to the point where either your closet liberalness is coming out or you're afraid of retribution, then get the hell off the bench. Hire federal marshals to follow you around to protect you. You are a disgrace. Gorsuch, you're a disgrace. I watched you people in the hearing. You should have been tearing this shit apart. How do we stop dangerous speech? I'll tell you what's dangerous speech. We have free and fair elections. Oh my gosh, people. So, anyway, this Missouri case is a damn good case. It should eliminate any collusion between Google, its entities, Facebook, Meta, its entities, why Zuckerberg sits protected with his Chinese doctor wife in the bowels of a bunker in Hawaii, waiting to sit out everything that we're going to be exposed to, but he'll be fine. I'm so thoroughly disgusted. Now, we're going to come out of this with more censorship than we've ever had. I was on the John Moore show earlier today, and it's been a high energy day for me. And actually, I'm going to try to make it to the gym to see what yours truly in his feebled condition can do. Something's going to kill me. I'm going to make him work at it. Do you hear that, globalists? So anyway, when I look at this case, this is a case that could stop censorship in its tracks, but it won't. And when I was on John Moore's show, John asked me where I thought this was going. And I said, the internet will not be the same within a year. Could be less. That you'll need digital ID to get on. There already is a naughty and a nice list, so some of you won't be allowed to be on. The FBI has partnered in the World Economic Forum with other intelligence agencies and other law enforcement agencies around the world, with globalists and banks and so forth, and some legislators around the world. And they're looking to enforce complete and absolute censorship. And they're going to do pre-crime. That's why the FBI is involved. They want to do pre-crime using AI. I'm very serious. The implication is this, is that down the road, we get into the, you've got to register. You need a digital ID. This is all for your protection as we come out of whatever false flag they put us in, most likely a grid down. And what they're going to end up doing is if you, it's just like Owen Schroyer. That was a beta test. Owen didn't do anything wrong at the Capitol. In fact, he told people on J6, don't go in there. That's a setup, it's a trap. Pelosi's setting you up. Don't do this. Owen gave clear warnings. But because on his radio show on InfoWars, he said, death to tyranny, they called that incitement to riot, incitement to insurrection. And he went to prison. I'm not kidding. This is what they're going to do with us with these pre-crime aspects. This is how they're going to segregate a lot of us out of society. Now, this is a point I made on John Moore's show this morning. Right now, we're in a phase where for them to do what they want to do, the globalists speaking, you know, World Economic Forum, UN, and so forth, they have to have cooperation. Okay, so they want us to cooperate because we have the numerical advantage at this point. In other words, what we do here, we could stop this in its track through civil disobedience. Oh, you want that policy? No. Turn in your car? No. No. Turn in your gun? No. No. We simply engage in total civil disobedience to anything that violates the Constitution and the Word of God. And we have the numbers to get the leverage. But once this pre-crime aspect comes in on the internet, and this Missouri case could stop this from happening, but once this happens, so many people are going to be separated from society that we will lose the opportunity to have that numerical advantage. And this is what scares the shit out of them. Seriously. And they're moving at breakneck speed to make this happen. So what are you going to do? Plain and simple. We're going to spread the word. You're going to share this information far and wide. And we need to make it our mission to wake people up and then engage in peaceful civil disobedience. We don't need guns marching around the street, parading like a bunch of hooligans. We don't need to do that. We just need to say, no, we ain't doing this. No. And honestly, when SCOTUS won't enforce the First Amendment, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the exercise of free speech. This is exactly what's happening right now. When the government has conversations with Facebook, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. They've already violated the First Amendment. They've already acted illegally. And it looks like the Supreme Court is just fine with it. Now, I'll tell you why the Chief Justice Roberts is in favor of this. The story is about his gallivanting on Epstein's Island. I don't have any proof he did anything with kids. I could not go into court and prove it, but it's well known. He was on the Lolita Express. He is associated with these people. And this is another topic, another time. But this is a man who's compromised. He doesn't want the free speech that could expose this even further. Oh, he's been outed. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a choice. Spread this far and wide, or we slip into the bowels of history as a totally dominated people as we race towards tribulation. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.